know, I get inspired to let emotion out, and it just comes out. And I guess the best way to release it is through melody and words.
Citizen Cope has long been inspired to create his music almost entirely on his own, from songwriting and singing to production. And on his latest release, the Rainwater LP, he's taking that independence a step further. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Clarence Greenwood first made his name in the early 90s when he appeared on a couple of albums by the Maryland-based rapper Basshead. Since then, he's been making music as Citizen Cope. With a sound that reflects his love of hip-hop, soul, and folk, fans have had no problem finding something to love in Cope's songs. But he's often had a harder time getting love from record labels. He's been signed to Capitol, DreamWorks, and RCA, but he's parted ways with all of them. So for his fourth studio album, the Rainwater LP, Citizen Cope decided to go a different route and released it himself on his own label, Rainwater Records. And he told me in FUV Studio A that process was hard in some ways, but also very rewarding.
You know, it was something that I didn't want to go in and make a different type of record. I didn't want to make it cheaper than I'd made. You know, I didn't want to ask people that worked on the record before to, you know, cut me a break. Oh, now I'm indie, you know, that kind of thing. I kind of still wanted to be able to, you know, spend as much money as I'd spent on the other records and put it under the same microscope that I would if it were, you know, under a major. And so in that way, it didn't change. But I think just the me allowing the record to kind of simmer and to boil and to, you know, marinate and become something was something that helped a lot in the process, mm-hmm. without having to, you know, carry a whole, you know, a boatload of executives around.
I don't know about you, right and wrong. I got a muse from the east to the west. All I know is if I never said it before, I'm gonna say it with my last breath. I will never forget your healing hands, my love. Though my heart had stopped, I swore I'd given up. I will never forget your healing hands, my love. You gave me daylight, you gave me sunlight.
Another thing about your songs is they have this incredible ability to be a stripped down acoustic thing.
Yeah.
You know, with just you. But then you're also a guy who loves to get into the studio.
Yeah.
And I don't know if play is the right word, but you love to get in there and put a lot of stuff on top of your stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a blessing and a curse, because I start usually with the guitar and vocals, and that's why I can, you know, sustain a lot of the songs just like that. But then I've always loved production, you know, angle of music, you know, from Willie Mitchell, who did, you know, Al Green stuff, to, you know, the Beatles records. And, you know, there's just so many great, you know, producers out there that you listen to and you say, wow, you know, these, you know, they're so, you know, it's so amazing to hear this song produced. And then, and so you kind of get stuck into that, you know. So I love the production end of it, and then the songwriting end of it, and it's to kind of make, you know, the song sound cool and everything. And sometimes I'm just like, oh man, put this in there, put that in there. And then I just hear things, and then, you know, you just keep on wanting to add.
Keep asking, how long will my love it last? Well, always you keep asking, how long will my days they pass? Well, always you keep asking me, my love. You keep asking help from above.
Citizen Cope with live versions of Keep Asking and Healing Hands. Hear the complete Studio A session and more online at WFUV.org.